Country Pop FM.
You know what that means? It's clown time.
It's Harpo Marx.
Boy, he was good at that, wasn't he not?
Yes, very
man,
good.
He was one of the best horn blowers. Other than that Assange guy from WikiLeaks.
Oh, yes, yeah.
As far as horn blowing.
Right, right. And Jan.
That's more of whistle blowing, but.
Jan Gandel, or whatever her name was.
Jan Gangelhoff?
Gangle.
From Minnesota.
From the Gophers thing?
Yeah, Jan Gangelhoff.
Gangelhoff, yeah.
Writing papers for players.
Right.
Okay, it is Almanac time, Tuesday, June 13th, 164th day of the year. 201 days left to go, 1789. Now, you know, one advantage of having wooden teeth is you don't get, when you eat or drink something cold, you don't get that pain, you
right.
know, sensitivity.
Sure.
Especially if you go
yeah.
from something hot to something cold.
Right.
Because ice cream was served to General George Washington
Ooh.
By Mrs. Alexander Hamilton on this date.
Well, that was very nice.
Wow.
So the first time that George Washington served ice cream, and of course he was eating it with his wooden teeth, 1789.
I wonder if she had like some strawberries or something with it. Or
cherries.
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 Oh, well, that would make
for
sense.
George Washington.
Yeah, good point.
1866, 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution passed by the U.S. Congress. It was ratified July 9th, 1868. Of course, the amendment ended slavery officially. Mm-hmm. 1866 on this date. 1922, when's the last time you had the hiccups, Neil?
Gosh, it's been a while.
Brittany just had him yesterday
had
morning.
Yeah, I get him every now and then.
Right after she did
Usually
the news.
In the morning.
Right after she did the news,
either
too.
Either sneeze or I hiccup.
Cool. Yeah, you got all kinds of
Off
issues
the air,
over
though.
There.
I don't think I've ever had
no.
to deal with that in the middle of my news reading.
Your hiccup timing is perfect. Charlie Osborne started the longest attack of hiccups on this date, 1922.
How many years?
He hiccuped over 435 million times before stopping. He died in 1991, 11 months after his hiccups ended. So his hiccups ended in 1990. They started in 1922.
Oh,
68
my goodness.
Years.
How frustrating.
68 years of hiccuping.
He must same amount of time I've had this
Yeah, your
cough.
Coughing is just out of control. We need the Roto-Rooter man or something.
Yeah.
But just think with all those hiccups, I'm sure his diaphragm was just ripped.
Wow.
Right? And
that's just insane.
It's like a convulsion.
That they couldn't cure that or figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean, sugar,
it's gotta
scare
be a bigger
it.
Issue.
They tried. They couldn't do the scaring.
Right.
You know, that didn't do it. You scare the hiccups away. 1966, the U.S. United States Supreme Court handed down what would be known as the Miranda decision. The Miranda law, the Miranda reading, your Miranda rights, you have the right to remain silent, but
yes.
I didn't have the ability.
I didn't have the ability.
The ruling gave individuals the rights to remain silent after being taken into custody by police, so they wouldn't self-incriminate themselves.
Right.
1967, Solicitor General Thurgood Marshall nominated by President Lyndon Johnson, LBJ. We had a Lyndon win earlier today.
Yes,
oh, do you have the first names of those big winners?
Gave away.
Yeah, I think we turned them over to
them.
Okay,
so we don't know who they were. So
yeah, it was Bob and Bobby.
I think we just violated
Harley.
A Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, Jan Harley.
To give something away and not mention their name on the
and
air
Marty.
To prove
yeah,
that
go.
We actually did it.
There they are. We just had them.
Okay.
Yep.
So, by the way, the Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers. No
nice.
One knows the country like Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. And again, Thurgood Marshall, nominated by LBJ to be the first black justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, 67. 10 years later, 77, some, you know, 9 years after he shot Dr. Martin Luther King, James Earl Ray escaped again. He was the man convicted in the MLK assassination. He was recaptured on this date after escaping from a Tennessee prison 3 days earlier.
He was slippery.
He was very slippery. He was very skinny, too. He could get through the bars, from what I understand. That was 1977. How about 1994? Jury in Anchorage found Exxon Corporation and drunken Captain Joseph Hazelwood. They found him reckless in the Exxon Valdez oil spill disaster, opening the bill and opening the doors for a billion-dollar lawsuit filed by the victims of the spillage.
A billion with a B.
What about all the ducks and the waterfowl and the animals?
Terrible.
They weren't able to file any lawsuits.
No, they
But
had...
they were cleaned up by Dawn.
Dawn
Liquid.
Yeah.
It takes grease out of the way.
Dawn Detergent.
So that was 1994. 2004... A day after he celebrated his 80th birthday, first George Bush Bush number 41, HW, successfully completed a skydive at the Texas A&M campus in College Station, Texas. Remember, he was a great war pilot.
Sure. I remember seeing the footage.
Bush performed a tandem jump. He didn't do it by himself.
Right.
He had 80 years old. You got to do a tandem jump with a member of the Army's Golden Knights skydiving team 2004.
That's pretty cool.
On this date in 05, jury in Santa Maria, California acquitted Michael Jackson, all 10 counts related to his molestation charges. Yeah. 2005. 2008, you remember Tim Russert, who hosted Meet the Press.
Yes.
From NBC News in Washington, this is Meet the Press with Tim Russert.
Tim Russert on this date, 2008, died. He was at the desk. He was ready to record, in addition, an episode of Meet the Press.
He's my age.
He had hosted the show 17 years. He suffered a heart attack and was dead. He was only 58 years old when that happened.
Very
2008.
Sad.
That's almost 10 years ago. It's amazing. Seems like it was just yesterday that it happened. That's history. Now, birthdays.
Well, now, who are the people in your neighborhood?
In your neighborhood.
Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet.
Oh, that is the beloved Bob McGrath. He was Bob on Sesame Street. He is 85 today.
Wow.
He was a part of the show. I don't know if he still is, but he was as of the last few years. I know he was still on the show. You had your Maria. You had your Gordon. You had your Susan. I know, Neil, you love Mr. Hooper. I mean, how could you go wrong with Mr. Hooper?
I guess. I don't know any of them.
Bob from Sesame Street is 85 today. Siegfried and Roy's Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy. He's Siegfried Fischbacher.
He was the one eating up.
Yes. Yeah. He is lucky that he is alive. He was attacked and dragged and bit by a white tiger. And you know, they go for the jugular.
Yes.
I mean, they go for the kill. They know. And he somehow survived at the Mirage in Las Vegas, but he's no longer doing the act. He is 78 today. Character actor Malcolm McDowell, 74. He's been in a lot of things. A Clockwork Orange, Oh, Lucky Man, Silent Night, I Spy, Cat People, Caligula, Tank Girl, and Star Trek Generations.
Oh, you can try and outrun it with doctors, medicines, new technologies. But in the end, time is going to hunt you down and make the kill.
He was the bad guy in Star Trek Generations.
I guess he
matched
was.
Up against Captain Picard. He was Saren. He is 74 today. Happy birthday to him. How about a little Dr. Hook this morning?
She was only 16. Only 16. But I loved her so well.
And his traveling medicine show.
She was too young to fall in love. And I was too young to know.
Yeah, Dr. Hook, the one without the eye patch. This is the one who didn't have the eye patch. This is the one who did all the singing. Ray Sawyer is the one with the eye patch.
Yes.
This is Dennis LeCourier, 68 today.
There
very, very authentic sounding voice.
Yes.
Very original. When he sang, you knew it was Dr. Hook. And he is 68 today. That's one of my favorite Dr. Hook songs.
Oh, I love that
Only
too.
16, which is originally a Sam Cooke song. A little bit more on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Sylvia's Mother, Sexy, Beautiful Woman. Some
great
of the really
tunes.
Good tunes that
good
Dr.
Stuff.
Hook did. So he is 68 today. John Boy.
Grandpa, have you seen it?
Huh?
Have you been out to the tool shed?
What's the matter?
It's gone.
That's a problem.
Look, if somebody's hiding it from me, you better tell me right now, because this isn't funny.
What's wrong, John Boy?
John Boy, if you'll tell us why you're so upset, maybe we could help.
He lost something.
That's right, my typewriter.
Oh. Typewriter?
He's a writer.
You don't have a typewriter?
I had a typewriter. It was in the tool shed.
And he was hiding it from everybody. They didn't want him to know. They didn't want him to know that he was writing and using a typewriter.
Yeah.
They thought he was using a quill.
I hope they found it.
I think they did. I'm pretty sure that's what happened there. John Boy, Richard Thomas. Did you like the sound effect of the squeaky screen door as they came into the Waltons' home? Richard Thomas is 66 today. John Boy, he was most recently on The Americans, that FX show that I enjoy so much. He is 66 today. He's done other acting, but best known as... as the one and only John Boy Walton, the Tool Man.
Baboons, where do they learn this stuff?
Possibly from the big baboon.
He made a lot of funny noises on his show. From Home Improvement, stand-up comedian Tim Allen, 64. He was pretty good in those Santa Claus films, too.
Yeah, those
too.
Were my favorite.
Very good. I really enjoyed those,
The Shaggy
too.
Dog, and then his most recent show, Last Man Standing.
That had some controversy.
Which was canceled, and now people are petitioning to try and get it back on television. They weren't all too happy that ABC canceled it. Tim Allen, I could see, you know what happens nowadays when one of the big networks cancels? A smaller network, CW, picks it up, or it's a Hulu or a Netflix.
Yes.
Some of these online, these Amazons now have enough money because of what they are doing that they can take these shows a la The Mindy Project and put it onto their platform. So I would think that Last Man Standing will survive to breathe another day.
Yeah,
if
TV
not
Land
on ABC.
Takes them on and some of those, yeah.
Tim Allen, 64 today. Ally Sheedy, she was part of the Brat Pack because she was in St. Elmo's Fire and The Breakfast Club. She was Allison, kind of the lost, almost not quite goth, but almost there. Character spending time in detention in The Breakfast Club. Ally Sheedy, she's double nickels today. She's 55. Hannah Storm is 55 today. She's the
favorites.
Sports reporter, ESPN, ABC. Now, a few years ago, she burned her hair and her face and her eyebrows off. It was a grilling accident.
Oh.
A gas grill accident at her house, and she missed all kinds of time. Had to have some skin work and everything, and it was kind of scary, but she came back and survived, and she's back on TV. She is 55 today. Here is a stand-up comedian actress, Laura Keitlinger, with a joke for us.
Actually, I went home recently because I had to attend my grandmother's funeral, and my relatives had put little trinkets and mementos in her casket. And, you know, I just, not because we're white trash, because we're pharaohs. Let me just straighten that out.
Laura Keitlinger, she worked on Saturday Night Live. Some has done some voice work. She is 48 today. Valerie Bure, Russian hockey player, the brother to Pavel Bure.
Oh, sure.
They're both from Russia. Val Bure, though, maybe now best known for being married to a Candace Cameron from Full House theme.
Oh.
Won't be the last time we're going to reference Full House this morning. Valerie Bure, now retired from the NHL, 43 today. Captain America, happy birthday.
You and me, we stay here on the ground. We keep the fighting here. And Hulk. Smash.
Hulk smash, that's pretty good. You're going to get something done when you say Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, who is now Captain America, Avengers films and the Captain America movies. He is 36. Happy birthday to him. The Olsen twins from Full House, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. How old do you think they are now?
I'm going to guess 31.
31. That's a good guess.
Woo!
Good guess. And I'm going to assume.
I know my Olsen twins.
Just because I know you knew your Olsen twins. That's why I know you didn't look it up.
I didn't look it up.
They were the cute, of course, they were twins, and they played the same character. They played Michelle Tanner, and that's what they used to do to get around the whole child labor laws, is that these shows, they did it, I think, with Bewitched, they did it on Little House on Prairie. To get around the whole child labor laws, they would use twins.
Oh, really? Well, that makes total sense. I thought it was mostly because if one got fussy when they were really, really small, then they could swap it out for the other one.
Nope.
But that makes a lot of sense, though.
31 today for the one and only. You know, and I had the intro here, too. I had the theme.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy.
You got your Uncle Jesse. You got your Uncle Joey.
It was all about Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
You thought John Stamos was hot.
He's dreamy.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So the Olsen twins are 31. Boy, they're skinny.
They are.
The show Two Broke Girls on CBS just recently got canceled. We watched it, and then I just got tired of the innuendo and the raunchy jokes. Kat Dennings today is 31. She plays the brunette on Two Broke Girls.
Okay.
She was also in Thor and the 40-year-old virgin. She's 31. Happy birthday to her today. And Aaron Taylor Johnson, yet another Avengers reference here today. He played Quicksilver in Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh,
he was
the
one who got shot down and died.
Yes.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, happy birthday to him today. He is 27. Now we move on to today's Gone But Not Forgotten.
All right. I'm going to start with actor Basil Rathbone. He was born on this day in 1892. When I was watching the Sherlock Holmes movies in the 30s and 40s, he was Sherlock.
What were you doing watching movies in the 30s and 40s?
Yeah. Well, I'm old.
Are you 85?
I'm old, yes. They were great. These would play a lot of times on Saturday or Sunday afternoons. Basil Rathbone, who was the guy? Nigel Bruce, I think, played Dr.
Watson.
I've heard
of him. Yeah, he's great.
I'm pretty sure. Mark of Zorro, he was also in that. Hound of the Baskervilles, a big Sherlock movie. Basil Rathbone, very recognizable actor and voice in 1892. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Harold Red Grange was born on this day in 1903. Then he played most of his career with Chicago.
Yeah, he was University of Illinois and then Chicago. Then the Chicago Bears. The Bears.
Yeah, the Bears for Red Grange, born on the state.
He played baseball, too.
1903. He was a great athlete. Jazz trumpeter Doc Cheatham was born on this day, 1905. We move along to television pioneer. He was on Truth or Consequences, but I remember more from This Is Your Life.
Here it is, America's number one fun game, live from Hollywood. Truth or Consequences, starring Ralph Edwards.
Yeah, Ralph.
He was the first Truth or Consequences.
Before Bob Barker, he's the one who kind of discovered Bob Barker.
Yeah.
So if you like Bob Barker and you like making sure your pets are spayed or neutered, Ralph Edwards would be the person to thank.
This Is Your Life. You know, he'd open up the big book and they'd bring out a star and then they'd bring in all these people from his past. It was pretty good. Ralph Edwards, born on this day, 1913. 2 years later, tennis Hall of Famer Don Budge. I did not have a Don Budge autographed tennis racket. I'm sure he was a fine player. In fact, he was the first man to win four tournaments that make up the Grand Slam.
You had a Margaret Court.
Well, no, I had a...
autograph.
I had a Rod Laver and a Don Newcomb, I think.
Don Newcomb was a...
He was a pitcher.
Well, but there was a tennis player, Newcomb, too,
yeah.
I think.
But he won all four of those major tournaments that make up the Grand Slam. Now, he did that in 1938, so pretty good. Right there. Academy Award winning actor Ben Johnson. He won an Oscar for the movie The Last Picture Show as a Best Supporting Actor. He was in a ton of Westerns. He was in, we found out this morning, 17 episodes of Gunsmoke over the years. You would definitely recognize Ben Johnson, great character actor. He was in Angels in the Outfield, Red Dawn, but I just remember him. He was Pepper in Chisholm. With John Wayne. He was in a ton of movies. Ben Johnson, born on this day in 1918.
John Newcomb was the tennis player.
John, there we go. Yes, John. Actor, comedian, you found him in the center square more often than not on Hollywood squares. We're talking about Paul Lynde.
When Henry Kissinger recently visited Japan, he went to a geisha house. Now, how did he spend his time in the geisha house?
Oh, negotiating for peace.
Didn't get much better than Paul Lynde in the center square, huh?
Very quick-witted, had a great laugh. He would show up on Laugh-In and some other...
He was Uncle Arthur on Bewitched.
Yes, yes. Paul Lynde was born in the state in 1928.
The voice of the rat. The voice of the rat in Charlotte's Web, the cartoon movie.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff from Paul Lynde. They're all gone, but not.
Oh, wait a minute. I got another one here. I got one that wasn't on your list. They forgot about this guy. Bobby Freeman.
Oh, no relation.
Classic late 50s hit. Singer-songwriter, record producer. He would like you to dance if we could somehow make it work. Born on the state, 1940. Gone but not forgotten.
Thank you so much.
Brittany, any fact-checking needed?
I got nothing this morning.
All right. We didn't really ask you for anything. No. We could have, but I guess just didn't feel like it.
All accurate.
Of course. Almanac, brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Back to wrap up an adventurous and active Bob Morning Show right after this on Bob 97.3.